Okay, now Jeff, you've been talking about your documentary. Can you talk about how do you actually pitch your documentary? How do you get it out there so people can see it on television?
Because, like I said, Fort, it's independent. So we have no one distributing this for us, or we didn't sell this first before we shot the documentary, which is usually the regular process. So it just requires straight salesmanship, going door to door, talking to different channels and stations and seeing if they're interested. Really trying to be convincing and making them think that this is something that the audience really wants. So just door to door.
Okay, so let's say you go into a television studio and you have your documentary on hand. What do you say? Like, how do you get to somebody to even look at it?
Yeah, that's very difficult. Usually in this world, a good saying is everything is who you know. And without having a foot in the door somehow, you're usually rejected. So, and the good thing is I do know a few people in a few different countries, so I usually can get a connection somehow who works in the studio or in the television station somewhere, and then they're recommended. We're recommended to them by our friend. So usually it's foot in the door through someone else.
Oh, okay, and let's talk about money. Like, how did you actually pay for this documentary? I mean, did you put it on credit cards or what?
Well, doing a documentary is very expensive, very, very expensive. And luckily, there's three of us, three brothers who did this, so we split the costs. And one of the reasons we chose India is because it's one of the cheapest places in the world, which allowed us a little bit of mobility to stay as long as we did and film as long as we did because everything's so cheap there. So, and then yeah, we just put it on credit card, all our savings, spent all our savings on this documentary.
So, for a filmmaker or a documentary person out there, how do you get your money back?
Getting your money back is not easy. Getting a portion of your money back is not easy. If you're lucky, if it's a good documentary and it's a good idea and it's something an audience wants, then you can sell it. You can manage to sell it. But it's a gamble. It's a gamble. It's like anything else. You might sell it or you might not. So, if you do sell it, you get your money back. If you don't, it's a loss. So you have to be prepared for that.
Well, I hope you strike it rich, Jeff. Good luck.